Radio Menopause, Lifestyle, Health, Nutrition. Today, we're delving into the fiery realms of hot flushes and the nocturnal nightmares of night sweats during menopause. Firstly, let's demystify hot flushes. Picture this. You're minding your own business, perhaps in the middle of a meeting or engrossed in a good book, when suddenly a wave of heat starts at your chest and engulfs your whole body. That, my friends, is a hot flush. It's like having your tropical vacation without the sandy beaches or fruity drinks. But what's really happening inside our bodies? Well, blame it on the hormonal roller coaster. During menopause, estrogen levels take a plunge, and this sudden drop can confuse the hypothalamus, the body's thermostat. It sends mixed signals, causing blood vessels to dilate and making you feel like you're about to spontaneously combust. The result? That unmistakable sensation of intense heat and flushed skin. Now, let's talk about their sneaky nighttime counterparts, night sweats. Imagine waking up drenched in sweat, your once peaceful slumber rudely interrupted by the need to change your nightwear, if you wear any, and soaking wet hair for the third time this week. Night sweats are like hot flushes, mischievous nighttime cousins, and are linked to the same hormonal shifts that cause hot flushes. The body temperature rises, prompting the brain to send out signals that lead to excessive sweating. This can result in disrupted sleep, leaving you feeling fatigued and, let's face it, a bit irritable during the day. So, how do we navigate these fiery episodes? There's no one-size-fits-all solution. It's about finding what works for you. Some suggestions include the following. Wear light clothing made of natural materials like cotton. Keep your bedroom cool at night. Take cooler showers. Use a fan. Keep a hydrating mist handy and have a cold drink. Try to reduce your stress level, which is not always easy, but try to fit in some time for self-care in your busy schedule. Cognitive behavior therapy can also help manage hot flushes. Avoid or reduce potential triggers such as spicy food, caffeine, hot drinks, smoking, and alcohol. Exercise regularly, but not late at night. And lose weight if you're overweight. Women who are overweight are associated with worse hot flushes during menopause, but the effect of weight loss on flushing is unclear. For those considering hormone therapy, it's essential to consult with a healthcare professional to discuss the potential benefits and any risks. Knowledge is power, my friends, and being informed about your options empowers you to make the best choices for your unique journey through menopause. As we wrap up today's episode, remember you're not alone in this adventure. Embrace the changes, celebrate the victories, and know that the Radio Menopause community is right here with you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Radio Menopause. I'm Ruth, signing off with a reminder that, despite the heat, we're navigating these waters together. Until next time, take care and stay cool. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Radio Menopause. Make sure you get every episode by hitting the subscribe or follow button on the podcast. I will see you here next time. Goodbye.